with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to...
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the summer. Man, I don't know about where you are, but we're bumping heat indexes of 100 for the last few days and got a few more of them coming. So hopefully you can stay cool and fire up a grill or a smoker.
And if you don't have a pool, Jop and I each have them, so you can come over to
our
house.
Yeah, Bob would welcome you over to his house. He'd love to have you.
Well, it's a hole in the ground you pour water and money into.
Yeah, not about equal amounts of both,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, when we put that thing in, I'll go off on a little tangent here.
No.
We had five kids, right?
Right.
Sold the boat because I knew I was starting a business and I wouldn't be able to hook up every Friday afternoon and take off for an adventure.
Right. Just
put a hole in the backyard. And I had to cut down 40 trees to do so, and it was quite an endeavor, but turned out nice and all this. Now, all of a sudden, you got all kinds of other expenses going on. But that's what you asked for. Well, one of the things is we ended up having another kid, and we got a little baby by the pool. So we made something that we call baby jail. And it was this little deck up by what we call the bitch pod, because we put in this pod for all the moms to hang out in.
Maybe you want to come to my house to the pool, because I don't have a bitch pod and a baby jail in my backyard.
I have never heard of that. Wow.
Well, we got this raised platform where all the moms like to sit.
Yeah.
And my pool designer named it that.
Yeah.
I'll throw Dave under the bus. But either way, so I had, you know, kids are grown. Nobody wants to use the baby jail. And I got this big South American stainless grill.
Right.
That I wanted to get out of my barbecue shack. So I hauled that monster back there. And I'm telling you, it is now perfect because it's the perfect shape. It's where I needed a grill by the pool.
Yeah.
I just needed one because why should I have to run to the other end of the property just to make the food?
Right.
I'm missing all the fun.
Yeah.
So that's in there, and then that's today is going to get a good workout because
hell yeah,
I have four little eating machines.
Yep.
And I'd rather have them eating outside.
Well, absolutely, especially this time of year. That's what year's all about.
In looking for ideas for the show, you know, you just do a search and whatnot, and this uniquely Michigan foods post came up, and I started reading it, and I thought, oh, that's cool. That's not really grilled. That's not grilled. That's grilled, but that's not, you know, it doesn't matter if it's grilled or not. These things are cool things that are uniquely Michigan, and several people take credit for the Olive Burger, but the story I tend to believe is this place in Lansing who makes it the way I really like it. There's another company over in, we did that recipe months ago over around Flint somewhere. But the Olive Burgers, I didn't realize that was a Michigan thing initially. And I don't know how it's caught on in other places. I got to believe it has, but we're going to claim it. And I don't know. Do you like Olive Burgers?
It's my favorite burger.
I love
them. No question. I love it. And I like it a specific way. I like the olives in a mayo sauce, not mayo on top of the olives, because I think it makes them stick to the burger better.
Well, there you go.
And the second thing is I like it with Swiss cheese.
Yep.
And then a tomato sometimes. But that's it. Just that mayo sauce, the burger, and a piece of Swiss cheese. And that is like my mouth's watering just talking about it.
Chef Jeff used to make a good one.
Yeah.
Russ's, right? That was one of their big things.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yep. And it's always the green olive. It's never the black.
And Mr.
Correct.
Fables
correct.
Had the Mr. Fabulous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was Mr. a big Fables. Double. That was phenomenal, too.
Yep.
Another thing that's really a Michigan original is Coney's.
Mm-hmm.
Coney's. I mean, you know, it's the name of a park in New York.
Right.
So we make a sauce in honor of them. If you make that in New York, they call it a Michigan dog.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Somebody's playing with us.
Right.
It's part of the matrix is breaking down. Pasties are another big Michigan thing. They come from England, and they were adopted by the Upers because of the mining.
Right.
But I just came back from the UP fishing.
Did you have any while you were up there?
I did. Of course I did.
Yeah. It's not my favorite thing, but there's a place in West Michigan here called Vicky's Pasty Shop in the little burg of Saranac. And if you want a good pasty from the flatland,
still one of the best I've ever had. Well, right. He's actually from Iron Mountain, so
right.
he's not a flatlander.
But the pasties are fresh in the flatland, oh, and that usually goodness. Doesn't happen. You usually got to get up by the Mackinac Bridge before you find them.
These guys are fanatical,
and you got to bury it in ketchup.
Yes.
That's the key right there.
Gravy, yes. Gravy, gravy,
Job
gravy.
Is, oh yeah, I've heard that
Job
too.
Molests them and insults every youper.
Problem I have with
the
ketchup is all you can taste is the ketchup.
Well, you have a lot of problems.
There you go.
So here's another thing that I found funny. Pickled bologna.
That is one of my favorite guilty pleasures in life.
I didn't know that was a Michigan thing.
What? I used to have a jug of that in my fridge. For years, I always had pickled bologna in my refrigerator and cut a hunk off. Piece of sharp cheddar cheese and a cracker.
Yeah, you know,
man, that's a great
snack. You
know
who makes a good one? Our friends up in Custer Sanders Meats.
Yeah.
They make their own.
Yeah.
Very good. But Kowalski does too.
Yep.
And Kogel.
Right.
So
and
that's a
comes
cool
in a
thing.
Chunk, right?
It's comes not in a,
they come in a ring. And sometimes there's all several
the
pieces of it in a jar.
You can buy a jug of them for like $10-$20.
Right.
Throw a couple hard boiled eggs in there with it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not a pickled egg guy.
I'm not either. I've tried to be friendly
but,
with
but
it.
No, but no, pickle bologna, sharp cheddar, and a cracker, and crack a PBR. That is such a great snack.
That cracker loves pickled eggs.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know something else that blew my mind? Wet burritos. I had no clue that was a Michigan thing.
I'm seeing a billboard here in West Michigan right now that says the Beltline Bar has served 6 million of those. Now, no way to verify, but even if you hold yourself up to say, I've served 6 million burritos,
well, this
they probably still... Five, anyway, right?
Story claims that the Beltline Bar is the authentic originator. And I remember going there in the 70s and getting them and just thinking, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Right.
And
if you're listening somewhere and you don't have wet burritos in your world, you're missing out.
Well, let's talk about those real quick.
Okay.
You ever make them?
What? No,
you
I go. I have other people make them.
You can.
Sure.
But some of us don't have staff like you.
Right.
So we have to actually cook the food ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Come on over and watch the staff work sometime. You're going to have to get your own beer because I'm busy.
So I'm trying to give you a little pointer here. You can actually make one, and it's not that easy to. Those are easy. But the thing people screw up with is they're baking them with the sauce on them. You have to bake that burrito for a while, depending on what you're considering a burrito and what you're putting in it. You should put it in the pan, put it in the oven, and get that thing so that that big flour tortilla actually roasts a bit. Then it's drying up enough so that when you put that sauce on it, it's not mush.
Right.
Because I've had plenty of people make them, and they serve you mush.
Right.
Oh, and that's disappointing.
Now, go to the Tip in Grand Haven. Why deal with all the fuss of putting that together?
Tip-a-field.
So here's a quick gravy mix for that. You can actually get enchilada sauce and add some brown gravy to it, and it turns into a pretty good assimilation of the Beltline Bar's burrito sauce.
Good. That's good. Conrad just gave us the fingers, so you got one or two more things you can touch on, and then we're going to move on.
Well, I cheated the other day, and I bought a bottle of, I don't know, it was some kind of organic gravy mix. It was a beef gravy. It was really nice, actually. I added that to enchilada sauce. It was fantastic.
All right, coming up next is Hunter's Blend Coffee. Mike Schwarzentruber is going to be joining us. Stick with us. We'll be back.